إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبد الله تعالى ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وقال تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا. صدق الله العظيم. All praise and thanks be to Almighty Allah, who is our Creator, Sustainer, Nourisher, Protector and Cure. May the choicest of His blessings and salutations be upon our beloved Master, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and all those who tread on his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being battered in every single corner of the world. We as Muslims, we are facing trials after trials, tribulations after tribulations, calamities after calamities. And the only solution there is, the only salvation that we have is to flee. But where do we flee, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam? We need to flee to our Maker. We need to flee to Allah, the Lord of the world, the King of all kings, to whom all power and all might belongs to, to whom all these governments belong to whom all these presidents belong to whom all these kings and monarchs belong to whom all these kingdoms belong to. Allahu Akbar. The only solution that we have, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, is to flee towards Him. As every single event that takes place in this universe takes place according to the decree of Allah the Almighty, takes place according to the will of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم
وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
The grandest ayah in the noble Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes himself. Allah la ilaha illa hu. Allah, there is no other deity worthy of worship other than him. Al-Hayy, the ever-living, the eternal, the infinite. Al-Qayyum, the one who sustains all of us, the one who sustains every single creation in this universe, the one who brought about every single atom, every single molecule in this universe. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Neither does a small slumber, a small nap, or a deep sleep ever overtake Allah the Almighty. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. Every single thing in the heavens and in the earth belong to Allah the Almighty. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. Who has the right? Who has the power? Who has the guts to intercede in front of Almighty Allah except with His permission? يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. He knows what is happening before you all and after you all. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ. There is nothing, there is nothing that they know. Allah is talking about mankind, that they know. There is nothing, not a single thing, a shay. مِنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. Mankind does not know anything other than that which Allah willed for him to know. إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. His throne, his footstool, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ. His footstool extends over the seven heavens and the seven earths. وَلَا وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, seven heavens and seven earths, maintaining them, running them, looking after them, sustaining them, all of this does not tire or fatigue Allah the Almighty in any way. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. He is the most high, the most great. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said in a hadith which is recorded in Sahih Muslim, just look at the grandness of our Creator. Look at the greatness of Allah the Almighty. If we internalize, if we understand the greatness, if we fathom the greatness of our Creator, we would have no worries whatsoever. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنَامُ وَلَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ أَنْ يَنَامُ. Indeed, Allah the Almighty, Allah Azza wa Jal, He never ever sleeps. He never sleeps. وَلَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ أَنْ يَنَامُ. Nor does it befit His Majesty that He sleeps. Allah does not sleep, nor will it ever befit Him that He sleeps. حِجَابُهُ النُّورِ. Allahu Akbar. The veil of Allah, the veil of Allah is made of light. Of light. لَوْ كَشَفَهُ. If Allah were to remove that veil, لَأَحْرَقَتْ صُبْحَاتُ وَجْهِهِ مَنْ تَهَى إِلَيْهِ بَطَرُهُ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ. If Allah were to remove that veil, the light of His face, the light of His face would burn every single creation, every single thing that stood in the way of His sight. Allahu Akbar. This is the greatness of our Creator, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. This is how powerful Allah is. This is how great Allah is. We having such a powerful Creator, sadly, our hearts are filled with fear. Our hearts tremble at what is happening around us. Our hearts are filled with so much of fear due to the mischief that is taking place through the hands of the kuffar. But my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, that should never ever be the case with us Muslims. For we Muslims, we are lions. We are lions that stand strongly and upright. Our roar is loud and strong. We are not mice that squeak and scatter around the place. Our roots, our ancestors, are Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, Qaqa' ibn Amr al-Tamimi radiallahu anhu, Tariq ibn Ziyad, Nuruddin Zinki, Salahuddin al-Ayyubi, Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz, rahimahumullahu rahmatan wasi'a. These are our Salafuna Salih. These are our roots. This is where we come from. We do not flee from anyone. We do not flee from anyone other than to flee to Allah the Almighty. We do not fear anyone. We do not fear anyone, any individual, any government, any superpower, other than Allah the Almighty. We do not bow down to anyone other than Allah. We do not place the highest point of our body, our head, in prostration, in sajda, to anyone other than Allah the Almighty. So today's topic, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, is to flee to Allah. Flee to your Maker. So how do you flee to Allah? How do you flee to your Maker? You flee. The best way to flee, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, is to completely and beautifully internalize the concept of tawakkul. At-tawakkul. We have to beautifully internalize this concept. For tawakkul, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, at-tawakkul is the solution for all of our problems, for all of our miseries, for all of our needs. If any of you hit the pillow at night and you are up for half an hour, for 1 hour, thinking about what? Thinking about the crunch in your business, thinking about your children, thinking about your education, thinking about a job for you, thinking about your income, thinking about the marriage of your children, thinking about a spouse for yourself, or else you're married and you're thinking about the marital problems in your relationship, thinking about your wife, thinking about your children, thinking about your parents. For all of these problems, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, the tawakkul of Allah comes in and beautifully solves. It is a theme, it is a concept which is centralized in the complete life of a mu'min, in the complete life of a believer. So what is a tawakkul? What is a tawakkul? A tawakkul is an Arabic term which stems from three letters. From three letters. Wa, kaf, lam. Wa, ka, la. At-tawakkul. It comes from wa, ka, la. And all of the words which rotate around these three words, wa, ka, la, the meaning is to show your weakness and to put trust, to rely on someone else. And at-tawakkul of Allah, the reliance on Allah is that you show that you are weak, you have no power whatsoever, and you completely rely upon Allah. Allah, the King of the Kings, you put your trust in Him. He is the best disposer of affairs. As we see, at-tawakkul is such an important theme. It is centralized in every Muslim's life, and that is why Allah Himself has an attribute. Allah Himself has a name. He calls Himself Al-Wakil. Allah is Al-Wakil, the trustee, the one who is relied upon, the one who is the best disposer of all affairs. Of all affairs. Now let me give you a few examples, as examples bring about clarity. You take wakil, al-wakil, he is Allah. But then if you were to take the word wakil, you call a lawyer, an attorney, wakil. Why? Because the lawyer the lawyer, he goes to court and he does things on behalf of you, things that you cannot do. He intercedes in behalf of you, he talks in behalf of you. So he's known as a wakil. Likewise, another beautiful example to understand, but we need to remember, all of these examples, all of these analogies that we mention are for our futile minds, our weak minds to perceive. But وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. Indeed, Allah the Almighty is above all of these examples. Allah the Almighty is above all of these analogies. The example I give you is a POA, power of attorney. All of us have heard of a power of attorney. Power of attorney, there are two types of power of attorney. A power of attorney is basically where you hand over your powers to someone else, where that person can sign on behalf of you. That person can execute a transaction on behalf of you. That person can execute a sale on behalf of you. That person can do whatsoever he wants if you are in an illness or a terminal sickness. And these power of attorneys are of two types: a limited and a specific power of attorney, and a general power of attorney. The limited specific power of attorney is when you give the powers to someone else, someone you trust, on a limited basis, perhaps only for one transaction, perhaps only for the sale of this land. He can make any decision he wants on your behalf. It is a limited power of attorney. You aren't giving him powers to everything. Or perhaps this one bank account of mine, he has power to do whatever he wants to do with it. He can withdraw funds, he can deposit funds, he can invest funds, he can do what he wants only with that bank account. So that is a limited power of attorney, or a specific power of attorney. On the other hand, a general power of attorney is when a person is in a terminal illness, he's on his deathbed. At times like that, you give a general power of attorney. It is a power of attorney that gives the person who has got it all rights and all power to do whatever you can do. Wherever you sign on that dotted line, he also can sign on that dotted line. Whatever sale you want to execute, he also can execute. Whatever transaction you want to execute, he can do whatever you can do. In regard to your real estate, he can do whatever he wants to do. So my question, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, do we trust Allah like the limited power of attorney or the general power of attorney? وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. Allah is above all of these analogies. Allah is above all of these examples. But a question you and I, we need to ask ourselves, do we trust Allah like how we trust a limited power of attorney, or like a general power of attorney? Allah Akbar. Do we trust Allah in each and every affair of ours? Have we placed our trust in all of our affairs? We say he is the best disposer of affairs. Then have we placed complete reliance upon him, complete trust upon him? Look at the beautiful statement of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahu Akbar. The story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, filled with incidents, filled with anecdotes that denote his pure reliance upon Allah the Almighty, Allah Jalla wa Azza. He says, what does he say?
حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ.
A statement easy to utter for me and you. But look at the story behind Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the incident. Allah commands him, go and leave your beloved wife and your newborn child, a child where he got after so long. Go and leave them in a barren desert, a desert where there is not a drop of water, not a morsel of food. Go and leave them in the barren desert. He leaves them and he is walking. Today is Mecca. He leaves them there and he is walking. His beloved wife, Ya Ibrahim, He does not turn back. Ya Ibrahim, why are you doing this? He does not turn back.
Ya Ibrahim, why are you doing this?
He does not turn back.
Ya Ibrahim, Allahu amaraka bihada. Finally she asked him, O Ibrahim, did Allah command you to do what you are doing?
He turns back and says, yes, this is the command of Allah. And look at the tarbiyah, look at the upbringing of his wife and his child. She readily accepts. If it is the command of Allah, he will never put us to waste. That is a different story. But still, coming back to this statement, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. He stood up for Allah. He did an act which demanded a great deal of bravery and courage. He broke all of these idols. Now they are about to fling him into the blazing fire. Blazing fire. A fire where animals could not fly over it. They used to roast and fall to the ground, burnt like charcoal. He is about to be flung into this fire. Jibreel alayhi salam, he descends. O Ibrahim, O Khalil of Allah, what can I do to help you? What can I do to help you? He says, I don't need your help. And then he says, Hasbunallah.
Allah is enough for me. Hasbunallah. Allah is enough for me. Wa ni'mal wakeel.
Al-wakeel. He is the best disposer of affairs.
Ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir.
The best protector, the best helper. Allah was observing all of this immediately. No intermediary in between. Allah commands the fire.
Qulna ya naru kuni baddan wa salaman ala Ibrahim.
Allah commands the fire, be a coolness, be a safety for my Khalil, for my friend Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam. We quickly try to derive a lesson or two from the story of Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam, before I run out of time. Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam's story, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, from the very beginning, from his birth, Allahu Akbar, stories of tawakkul. His mother
gives birth to a beautiful son.
And now what is the command of Allah?
فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
Put him in the river.
Command of Allah, put him in the river. And don't fear, don't worry. Inna radduhu ilayki. We shall return him to you. Waja'iluhu min al-mursaleen.
And we shall make him from the messengers. Tawakkul. To put your newborn child, your suckling child, into a deep river. Tawakkul. Reliance upon Allah. She puts the child. And what does Allah do? These are things that are happening behind the scenes, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. You place your tawakkul on Allah, your reliance on Allah, a million things take place behind the scenes that you are not aware of. All in accordance to help you. She puts the child in the river. What happens? The child floats by. The wife of Fir'aun, she is outside, Asiya. She is outside, they see the child, they take the child. They take the child. This was the will of Allah. Fir'aun, genocidic, he's a psychopath. He's a psychopath, Fir'aun. He's murdering all the children, all of the sons of his nation. Why? Because he's fearing a boy is going to come and take away his throne. This was a prediction given to him by his soothsayer. So he was killing all of the male children. Allah makes the child float by his own palace. Allahu Akbar. Look at the power of Allah.
The wife of Fir'aun picks the child. And what does she say?
Fir'aun, now he sees the child. He sees the child. And then she says,
وقالت امرأة فرعون قرة عين لي ولك.
The wife of Fir'aun, she says, O Fir'aun, don't kill him. He will be a coolness for my eyes and your eyes. She brainwashes him. She changes his mind with the help of Allah.
This is all the plan of Allah, the decree of Allah. These are things happening behind the scenes. Now Allah has promised the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that He will return the child back. And what does Allah do? What does Allah do? Newborn child is hungry, the child is crying. Fir'aun, the king, he gets down all of the wet nurses he can. وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعِ Allah makes all of those wet nurses haram upon Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He could not drink milk from any of those wet nurses. These are all behind the scenes. The Ummi Musa, the mother of Musa, did not know any of this. She placed tawakkul, reliance on Allah. Allah is making things take place. Maradi, all were haram. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam crying out of hunger. And now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's sister, who was following behind, she goes and she tells them that I know of a lady whose milk is good. She has a good family. She will be able to feed this child. And what happened? They called the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to the palace itself. She was hiding the child. She put the child into the river. Now the child is growing up in the palace of Fir'aun. In the palace of Fir'aun, results, fruits of tawakkul, fruits of reliance upon Almighty Allah. They call the mother, and now Allah says, فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنْ وَلِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ فَرَدَدْنَا We return him back ila ummihi, to his mother. كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا So that her eyes become cool now. So that her eyes have become cool. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ Don't worry. وَلِتَعْلَمْ And for her to know, أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ The promise of Allah is always true. The promise of Allah is true. Allah promised that He will return the child back. Look at how He returns. Allahu Akbar. Inna wa'da Allahi haq walakinna aktharahum la ya'lamun. The promise of Allah is true. But sadly, many are not aware of it. Many people are not aware that the promise of Allah is true. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, so many lessons in the noble Quran to derive the beauty of tawakkul, the beauty of the reliance upon Allah. But as I am running out of time, let me mention an important thing. My beloved teacher, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he mentions a statement that you and I, we need to write it in something which is more expensive than gold. Something more expensive than gold. He says, التوكل The tawakkul of Allah هو صدق الاعتماد بالقلب على الله مع الأخذ بالأسباب He says that tawakkul is the confirmation, is the belief, is the reliance, is the trust upon Allah, the firm trust upon Allah with your heart, in other words, with your belief, Ma'al akhdhi bil asbab. Likewise, you need to utilize the asbab that you have around you, the means that you have around you. And then he goes on to say, وَلَا تَعَارُضَ بَيْنَ هَذَا وَبَيْنَ مَنْ قَالَ إِنَّ التَّوَكُّلَ لَا يَتِمُّ بِرَفْضِ الْأَسْبَابِ إِلَّا بِرَفْضِ الْأَسْبَابِ He says, I said that it is a belief. It is the belief with your heart, with using the means that you have. That statement of mine does not contradict the people who say that at-tawakkul is the belief, is the trust upon Allah with shunning away these asbab. Are these two statements opposites? Isn't there a clear contradiction? But then he explains saying that these asbab, these means, your shop, your business, your office, your salary, the source of your income, whatever it may be, your weapons, your artillery, your power, whatever you have, these are all asbab. And these asbab should be only at your limb. and never ever enter your heart. Your heart is the place only for what? At-tawakkul. Only for the reliance of Allah. You connect your heart with the Musabbib, the one who made all these means, the one who brought about your salary, the one who made your business a thriving success, the one who made your business profitable. Connect your heart to that creator of yours and you make use of the means that you have with your limbs. Allahu Akbar. So he says there is no contradiction. Don't bring in that asbab into your heart. Don't make that asbab, that sabab, a mini idol in your heart. Don't make shirk of Allah. Don't make that business a mini idol in your heart and think that I'm getting my income only if I open my shop, only if I open my warehouse, only if I open my company, only if I make this sale. No, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. It is through tawakkul, the complete reliance of Allah, that all of this runs. But that does not give us the permission, that does not give us the permission to sit back and relax and say, I trust in Allah, so the money must fall from the heavens. That is never going to happen. Can a bachelor, can a person who is not married, come and sit in the front row of the masjid and raise his hands, Ya Allah, bless me with a child, bless me with a child? Does it make sense? Does it make sense? A single, a bachelor, he is not married, he's coming to the first row of the masjid, Ya Allah, bless me with a child. That will never happen. You have to use the means that you have, the asbab that you have, with complete reliance of Allah. Look at the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Battle of Uhud, he goes with two armors, not one, two. He is the role model for all of us. Why can't he go bare-bodied? Why, I have tawakkul of Allah, nothing will harm me. That is not what our Prophet taught us, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. He taught us that you need to have reliance on Allah. He wore two armors for safety, for precaution, and then kept his trust in Allah. Once a Sahabi enters the masjid and asks Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, can I leave my camel outside? Can I leave my camel, just as someone coming and saying, can I leave my vehicle outside without locking the doors? Can I leave my camel out there without tying it and place tawakkul in Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that is not tawakkul. Tie your camel, lock your vehicle, and then place your trust in Allah. Then place your trust in Allah. That is how it works. You make dua to Allah. You do whatever you can do within your means, and then place your trust in Allah, and then Allah will make things happen, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. And this concept of tawakkul is something that you and I, we need to internalize it perfectly to see success in this world and the hereafter. Only by doing that, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, we draw closer to Allah. We connect our hearts to the one who brought about all of these asbab, all of these means. Don't ever think, it is through my talent, it is through my intellect that I have done all of this. When someone praises you, you look handsome, you look beautiful, what do you say? Thank you. As if that was your own talent and your own capability. You're making money, tomorrow you can lose billions. We can see everyone is facing a crunch today. People who are earning in millions are facing a crunch today. It is the will of Allah. It is a sign that we need to turn to Allah. We need to perfect our relationship with Allah. For if we do that, we become closer to Allah and Allah opens ways for us. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. The one who is conscious of Allah, the one who fears Allah, the one who flees to Allah, the one who flees to his Maker, Allah opens ways for him. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah provides him from sources that he never ever imagined. He never thought, I would get my source of income from this place or from this individual or from this deal. He never thought that this individual would come and close or sign a deal like this. But Allah brings in for the one who is conscious of him and the one who perfects his relationship with his creator. So may Almighty Allah fill all of our hearts with perfect tawakkul, with the perfect reliance upon Almighty Allah, and may He make us full of taqwa, and may He forgive all of our sins, accept all of our deeds, and may He unite me and all of you all in the gardens of Jannah, where we shall make merry. Wa akhir da'waya an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.